Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
So God be the glory, great things He has done.
God be the glory, great things He has done.
So loved He the world that He gave us His Son.
That His life was atonement for sin.
Praise the Lord. Let the head hear His voice. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, come to the Father. Through Jesus the Son. Give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, perfect redemption. The purchase of blood to every believer. The promise of God. The vilest offender. Who truly believes. That moment from Jesus. A pardon received. Praise the Lord. Let the heart rejoice. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Come to the Father. Through Jesus the Son. And give Him the glory. Great things He has done. Great things He has taught
great
us.
Things he has
great things He has done.
Great
are rejoicing. Through Jesus
through
our Son.
For
purer
for
and higher.
Pure and
greater
will be.
A wonder and transport. When Jesus
will see.
Praise the Lord.
Let the earth hear His voice.
Praise the Lord.
Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son.
I want us to take that last stanza again. It says, great things He has taught us. Great things He has done. And great our rejoicing. Through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher. And greater will be. Our wonder, our transport. When Jesus we see. Great things He has taught us. Great things He has done.
Great
our rejoicing through Jesus the Son.
Rejoicing through
For purer and higher. Greater will be our wonder. For transport when Jesus will see.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let the heart where it was. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let your people rejoice. For come, Baba, Father, through Jesus, the Son.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Baba, oruko Jesu,
we appreciate you so much for what you have been doing with us since the beginning of today.
Amo riri ohun te tin se ninu aye wa lati ibere oni.
We will not take it for granted as your hand has been moving over our lives.
A o kan ni wo lasan bi owo yin tin tesiwaju ninu aye
wa. We will not just overlook it as if it's something that is common that God comes down to talk to a man.
A kan ni foju fo dabi pe ohun to ma n dede sele ni pe Olorun wa beni osoro.
And that's why whatever that has happened today here, Lord, we are saying to you publicly, the doer is God.
Eredire ni o je pe gbogbo ohun ti o ti sele laarin wa loni ohun eni to se ni Olorun.
All that you have achieved in each of our lives, we want to say thank you for what you have done.
Gbogbo ohun ti o ti je ko se se ni aye olukuluku wa aso pe e se ohun te ti se.
Yet we rejoice in our spirit because there is still yet much more that you want to speak to us.
Sibe ayo mi wa nitori o si ku sibe ohun to fe so fun wa.
Therefore, Father, we are here for you.
Nitori na baba a wa nibi fun yin.
As you used to do, speak to us again.
Be ti man se e ba wa soro.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
I rebuke every distraction by the authority in the name of Jesus.
Abe mi tin ta tin ra wi ni oruko Jesu.
That point that Jesus wants to reach in each of our lives tonight.
Ibi pa to ti Jesu fe fowo tan ninu aye wa
loni. He will not fail to reach that place in the name of Jesus.
Ko ni kuna lati debe ni oruko Jesu.
Thank you, Father.
E se baba.
We exalt you, Lord.
Agbe yin ga.
In Jesus most precious name.
Ni oruko Jesu ni a gbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. God bless you.
Egboko Olorun yo bukun fun wa.
I'm sure we remember that when we were talking in the afternoon session,
won mo pe eran ti pe bi a tin soro ni osan,
we were talking from that same place in Romans chapter 13 and verse 11.
An soro lati ninu Rome ori ketala ese kokanla,
which says that and that knowing the time.
Ti o so pe ni mimo akoko,
that now it is high time to for you to awake out of your sleep.
Pe o ti to akoko fun lati ji kuro ninu orun.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed.
Nitori igbala wa ti sumo etile ju igba ti akoko gbagbo lo.
For the night is far spent.
Nitori ati lo ale tan oru ti fere tan.
And the day is at hand.
Owuro si ti fere de.
Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness.
Nítorí náà, ẹ jẹ́ ká ti gbogbo iṣẹ́ òkùnkùn sí sí apá kan.
And let us put on the armor of light.
Ká sì gbé ìhámọ́ra ìmọ́lẹ̀ wọ̀.
And to the glory of God throughout yesterday.
Pẹ̀lú oore ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run títí àná.
God was speaking to us, explaining to us what it means that we should know the times.
Ọlọ́run bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ ìtumọ̀ ohun tí ó jẹ́ pé ká mọ àkókò.
We began by the grace of God talking about parameters of discerning the times that we are living in.
Abere ni wiwo osun awon ye akoko lati mo iru akoko ti a wa.
And there God started telling us that it will be a time of unparalleled deception by two types of men.
Asi wi pe ni akoko yo je akoko etan ti a o ti riru e ri eti o jora won lati ro odo awon eniyan meji
by false messiahs and false prophets.
Àwọn olùgbàlà èké àti wòlíì èké.
Then we proceeded to talk that it will be a time of unprecedented worldliness in the church of God.
As he saw, we were like a ni ifekufeara ifeaye iyo wano ijo eiti auti irurere.
And we're able to cover under that particular one. You know, God was speaking to us about surfeiting drunkenness and the cares of this world.
Asi bawa soro lori wobia imuti para ati aniyo aye yi.
By God's grace, we took the third point out of that, which is the issue of a time of absolute apostasy in the church of God. And God used that one to talk to us, you know, immensely on the issue of people giving themselves now to doctrines of demons and yielding to seducing spirits.
As he woye pe Olorun ko wa wi pe awon eniyan yo bere si n fi ara won fun eko to tinu emi okunkun jade ati awon emi itanje.
We also under that, I think we also looked at there's something else that we looked at there, something about not being able to receive the word of God. You know, that people will no longer endure sound doctrine.
We pray our Christianity, our lily, duro, leba, eko, otito, lorun. Hallelujah.
We proceeded from that point to the fourth one, which says that it will be a time that the centrality of the message, or the Christian message, hope, and lifestyle will no longer be Jesus Christ.
Our test, you are doing your leg. Ati eko wa ati igbe aye wa ko ni Jesu mo.
So those are the things that God dealt with us on yesterday.
Awon ti Olorun ko wa ni ana ni.
And as at this morning, by the grace of God,
ni owe oyi pelu ore ofe Olorun,
God was still proceeding on the issue of time.
Olorun si test waju lori oro akoko yi.
When he spoke to us expressly that the time is now short.
Nigba ti o so fun wa pe akoko okuru.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And of course, by this afternoon, we now made progress to the last phrase in that verse 11.
I want to say, what do you mean?
People should sort out this thing. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Where we were looking at what it means that now is the time when our salvation is drawing nearer.
Ti atumo si pe akoko ti to ti igbala wa o tin sumo etile.
So this afternoon we start looking at what is actually the meaning of salvation. If we know what salvation means, then we'll know what is drawing nearer. So we'll know how to prepare ourselves and stay awake.
Ni osan yi a wa so pe kini itumo igbala. Ti a ba le mo itumo igbala, a o mo pe o ti sumo etile, a o si mo iredi to ye ka fi jiri de kuro loju orun wa.
And the Lord was bringing it to our understanding that salvation is in three phases.
Olorun wa fi sinu oye wa wi pe igbala pin si eka meta.
Where he said that the first one is justification, which means that we were saved.
So tumo si pe alakoko ni idanilare, so tumo si pe ati die ni igbala.
And that the second one is sanctification, which means we are being saved.
Elekeji isodimimo wi pe a ngba wahala.
And the third one is glorification, which means we will be saved.
Eleketa iselogo etotumo si pe a o de ni igbala a o gba wahala.
So we thought that we are going to be able to take everything that afternoon, but when God did what God wanted to do, we were able to take only the first one.
Ere a ro wi pe a o le ko meteta ni osan. Won nigba ti Olorun be si se ohun to fe se a ri wi pe eyin kan pele la le ko.
So we are trusting God tonight that we'll be able to clear the remaining two in the name of Jesus.
A gbekele Olorun ni asalaye pe a o le ko meji to ku ni oruko Jesu.
Then when the Lord gathers us again at his feet in the morning tomorrow, we'll proceed from that point.
Ngba ti Olorun ba tun wa ko wa jopo ni abe ese re ni ola a o tesi wa.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now since we have dealt with the issue of justification, which is that we were saved.
Ngba ti a ti le wo koko wi pe idalare.
Now we need to look at sanctification. We need to understand what it means that we are being saved.
Don't forget that we said earlier that a threefold cord cannot be easily broken. We had said it that if justification has not happened to you, we cannot now jump to sanctification. We said it is impossible for somebody to become glorified who is not sanctified. And that is why these issues are extremely important in the life of a Christian. This is also the more reason why in this particular session now, we are now going to be looking at what does it mean that we are being saved. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sanctification. It is the continuous process by which the Holy Spirit of God puts out sin out of our lives, produces his own fruit, while it's gradually conforming us to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm
saying that sanctification is a continuous process by the which the Holy Spirit of God puts out sin out of our lives. At the same time, he's producing in us his own fruit. And at that same time, he's gradually conforming us to the image of Jesus. Sanctification is a bridge between justification and glorification. The reason why most Christians will not make it in the rapture is because they will refuse sanctification. If at the point when you receive Jesus Christ like that thief on the right hand, you died. No problem, you go to heaven straight like that. But as long as you are alive, what I'm saying is as long as you are alive, from that day that you gave your life to Christ, the work of sanctification must be done. Without a completion of that work, a man will not be rapturable. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, let's not even talk about glorification yet.
When we are
talking about that one, we will begin to explain, you know, all what is in that mystery and things like that. Even to live a proper healthy Christian life will be impossible without sanctification. It will be impossible. Look at how we defined it. Number one, we say it's a continuous process by which the Holy Spirit puts sin out of our lives daily. Imagine when a Christian now refuses this type of work. What will happen to sin and his life? I'm asking us. They will be what? They will be friends. Actually, sin does not know how to become somebody's friend. Because in the book of John chapter 8, I think verse 36. Or 34, I can't remember. The Lord Jesus said, anyone who practices sin is a slave of sin. Because sin knows it's older than you, you can't come and be your friend. Sin is not lonely. It's not looking for somebody that will not be friend.
It's
not feeling sad and say, if only I just have a friend now, I don't have any problem. No, sin is a managing director. He needs people he can be sending errands.
ẹ̀ṣẹ́ jẹ́ adarí ìjọba àbí iṣẹ́ kan ó ń wá àwọn tí ó máa darí káàkiri ni.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it's a continuous process.
Ó jẹ́ iṣẹ́ tí ń tẹ̀síwájú.
It will continue up until that day when Jesus comes or a man dies.
Yóò tẹ̀síwájú títí dìgbà tí Jésù bá dé àbí ọjọ́ tí ènìyàn náà bá kú.
Yet I am afraid to tell us.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ̀rù ń bà mí láti sọ.
That even sanctification itself, it is in stages.
Pé ìsọdínmọ́ fúnra rẹ̀ ó wà ní ìpele ìpele.
They are the early stages.
Ó àwọn ìpele àkọ́kọ́ tó
yẹ kí ti bẹ̀rẹ̀. They are the medium stages of sanctification.
Àwọn ìpele àárín náà wà níbẹ̀.
They are the advanced stages of sanctification.
Àwọn ìpele tó ní agbára jùlọ wà níbẹ̀.
You know, the early stages are when God starts speaking to you about obvious sins.
Àwọn ìpele ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ jẹ́ ìgbà tí Jésù bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń sọ fún àwọn ìṣẹ̀ tó máa ń dédé rí.
I hope you know that sanctification, that justification, that is, we were saved. I hope you know it only covered, what has happened to us in the past, as long as we are alive. It's not that we died the moment we received Jesus Christ.
Ìdáláre orúkànlébó ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àtijọ́ wa kó tó di ìgbà tá a bá gba Jésù gbọ́.
Because, you know, if it is that as we receive Jesus Christ, we now die. Justification is enough.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé ìgbà tí a bá gba Jésù gbọ́ la kú, ó ta ìdáláre tó.
Please, am I making sense?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa rí?
But you know we are human beings.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ mọ̀ pé ènìyàn ẹlẹ́ran ara ni wọ́.
You know we are human beings.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé ènìyàn ẹlẹ́ran ara ni wọ́.
So, the more we live every day.
Gbogbo ìgbà tá a bá ń gbé lójoojọ́.
When we refuse the work of sanctification.
Tá a bá kọ iṣẹ́ ìsọdí mímọ́.
The work that the Holy Spirit wants to work out in us when we refuse it.
Iṣẹ́ tí ẹ̀mí mọ́ Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ṣe nínú ayé wa tá a bá kọ́.
At that moment.
Ìgbà yẹn.
Before you know it.
Kò tó mọ̀.
What will now happen to us again?
Kí ni ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí wa?
You know we just start going back again.
A tún bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń padà sẹ́yìn.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's what happens.
Ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ nìyẹn.
The same Holy Spirit is the one that brought conviction of sin. You know, in the work of justification.
Ẹ̀mí mọ̀ ló jẹ́ ká mọ ìrí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ nínú ayé wa kó tó dá wa láre.
That same Holy Spirit is the one that will work on the issue of us being sanctified and ready for the coming of the Master.
Òun náà ni ó tún wá ṣiṣẹ́ ìsọdínmọ́ nínú ayé wa tí ó wá pèsè wa sílẹ̀ fún bíbọ̀
Jésù. It is that same Holy Spirit that because it's in us, that's how we'll be able to hear the spiritual sound of a trumpet.
Ẹ̀mí mọ̀ ló jẹ́ ká gbọ́ ìpè ẹ̀mí nígbà tí ó bá dún.
Please, are we following?
Ǹjẹ́ à ń bá wa lọ báyìí?
So, you know, I said even sanctification itself, it is in stages.
Mo sọ wípé ìsọdínmọ́ fúnra rẹ̀ ó wà ní ìpele ìpele.
There's the early stages of obvious sins.
Ìpele ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ tí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tí máa ń farahàn tá a máa ń rí ó wà.
Obvious weights.
Àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó máa ń rì wá mọ́lẹ̀ tí a mọ̀.
Things that are obvious.
Àwọn tí a máa ń rí tá a lè rí.
You know, because when you are born, you know, the moment you become born again, you are a new creature from within.
Ìgbà tí ó bá ti di ẹni ìgbàlà tó bá ti fi ayé rẹ fún Jésù, iṣẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti inú rẹ
ni. Your spirit man is now renewed.
Ẹ̀mí rẹ, ẹ̀mí ọkùnrin yẹn a tún ṣe.
But your soul does not understand that you are born again.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọkàn rẹ kò fẹ́ mọ̀ bí a ó ti di àtúnbí o.
You now have to start feeding it with the word of God and be controlling it from the spirit.
O wa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí, o gbọ́dọ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń bọ pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run, o wa máa darí rẹ̀ láti inú ẹ̀mí.
That's why he said, Abi, I thought this person is born again and he's still doing some things he used to do before.
Ìgbà yẹn la sọ pé, mo rò pé ni ti dàtúnbí, ṣùgbọ́n ó sì ń ṣe àwọn nǹkan tó máa ń ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀.
It is not that he's not born again.
Kò ń ṣe pé kò tí ì dé àtúnbí.
The issue is an issue of sanctification.
Iṣẹ́ tí ó wà níbẹ̀ ni pé kò tí ì gba ìsọdọmọ
láì. For everyone who was justified.
Gbogbo àwọn tí a bá ti dá láre.
If he does not progress in sanctification.
Tí ò bá tẹ̀síwájú nínú ìsọdún mímọ́.
If he doesn't progress in making sure that what the Holy Spirit wants to do now in him, it continues with him.
Tí ò bá fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú nínú iṣẹ́ tí ẹ̀mí mọ́ Ọlọ́run
fẹ́ ṣe náà yẹ. Do you know that even the justification that he had, he will lose it?
Ẹ mọ̀ wípé ìdáláre rẹ̀ gan pàápàá ó lè sọnù àbí yóò sọnù.
Do you understand it now?
Ṣé ó yé wa bí?
How do I know?
Báwo la ti mọ̀?
Jesus said.
Jésù wípé.
He that has a lot.
Ẹni tí ó bá ní ẹrù kan àbí ilẹ̀ kan.
More will be given to him.
Púpọ̀ yóò àáfin fún.
But he that has just one.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó bá ní ẹyẹ kan.
And he refuses to use that one that he has.
Tó sì kọ̀ láti lo ẹyẹ kan tó.
Even that one that he has, what will happen?
Ẹyẹ kan tó
nìyẹn. He took everything from him.
A ó gbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We know I can, Abi.
Ẹ mọ iṣẹ́ àwọn tó máa ń kawó, àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ tó máa ń ṣe.
You know, take an exam, I think it's in 3 levels or something.
Ìpele mẹ́ta ló wà.
When you pass stage 1 and you fail stage 2, what will happen to you?
Tó bá ṣàṣeyọrí ní ìpele àkọ́kọ́, ṣùgbọ́n ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kejì, ó wá kùnà, ó tún padà sẹ́yìn ni.
That's the physical where I can explain it.
So,
when we are talking about the stages, even inside sanctification itself, the very first stage is God, the Holy Spirit, working, you know, on obvious sins, wanting to remove sins that are obvious. Please, do we understand what I'm saying? But the medium stage, if we allow the Holy Spirit to now progress with us from that first point, you know, because that first point, I said obvious things. I just like listening to worldly music. I just enjoy it. Eh? When the Holy Spirit makes progress with you and say, no, you can't be listening to this type of music again. Eh? When he has sorted out all those type of things.
Alakoko awon ese ta ma ni bi awon orin aye ta ma ngbo ti emi olorun ba be tin sise ninu re o ni fe ma gbo ru awon orin be mo.
The medium stage is now that particular stage.
Ipele ikeji to wa laarin ni ipele yen,
where he begins to deal with sins that are not obvious.
Ti o bere tin sise lori awon ese ti kin dede fara won ti a kin ri.
Please, I need you to understand what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that when Jesus Christ justifies a person,
there
is still sin in his life. That's not what I'm saying. I'm only saying that he's capable of sin. Please, do we understand what I'm saying? And there are sins that are obvious sins because, you know, it's just what he used to do before. That's how he used to behave before.
Àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kan sì máa ń fara hàn bí àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àwọn nǹkan tó máa ń ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ rí.
Okay, so when the Holy Spirit deals with those ones,
tí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run bá bá àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yìí wí,
that's what we normally call character traits.
Àwọn nǹkan tá a máa ń pè ní ìwà nìyẹn.
Somebody that used to lie before.
Ẹnìkan tó jẹ́ pé ó máa ń parọ́ tẹ́lẹ̀ rí.
No, it's just white lie.
Ìrọ̀ funfun ni o.
He doesn't like black lie.
Kò ń ṣe ìrọ̀ dúdú.
He just white ones.
Ìrọ̀ funfun ni.
I don't know who gave him paint to be coloring lie.
Mi ò mọ ẹni tó fun ní agbára láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fún ìrọ̀.
By habit, lying is just a habit.
Ṣùgbọ́n nípa ìṣe àti ìwà, ìrọ̀ jẹ́ ohun tí kò lè má ṣe.
So, you know, the first stage of sanctification is that those obvious character traits or flaws, the Holy Spirit begins to remove them.
Ìpele àkọ́kọ́ ni àwọn ohun tí ń fara wọ̀n yìí, ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí mú wọn kúrò.
Please, are we getting what I'm saying?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
He now goes to the second level.
Yóò wá lọ sí ìpele ìkejì.
If we have been cooperative with him.
Tá a bá ti ń sowọ́pọ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Those ones are the level of sins that are not obvious.
Àwọn yẹn jẹ́
capable of doing it too.
Àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tí kì í dédé fara wọn, ṣùgbọ́n ó ní agbára láti ṣe irú àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Do we understand that now?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí?
He has never slept with somebody else's wife before.
Kò tí ì bá obìnrin olóbìnrin sùn tẹ́lẹ̀ rí.
But if the circumstances and an environment present a scenario,
ṣùgbọ́n tí àyè bá gbà á,
something will happen.
Nǹkan yóò ṣe.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So the Holy Spirit now starts to deal with those types.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run á bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń bá irú àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀
wí. I will tell us how the Holy Spirit sanctifies us.
Ń sọ fún wa bẹ́ẹ̀ mi Ọlọ́run sì máa ń sọ wá di mímọ́.
So he will now start dealing with those things.
Yóò wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń bá wọn wí.
You say, Abẹ Lord, me, how can I do something like this?
Wọ́n sọ pé Ọlọ́run, báwo ni wọ́n ṣe lè ṣerú nǹkan
báyìí? You say, no, I'm not saying you are doing it now.
Mi ò sọ, Ọlọ́run á sọ pé rárá, mi ò sọ pé òun ṣe báyìí.
I know you have not done it before.
Mo mọ̀ pé ò tí ì ṣe wọ́n rí.
But the way I'm looking at you in 15 years.
Ṣùgbọ́n bí mo ti ń wọ̀ ọ́ ní ọdún mẹ́ẹ̀ẹ́dógún sí yìí.
You will not escape this thing.
O ò lè fò ó dá.
Do we understand that now? So when we now yield to that.
Bí a bá wá ṣe fara mọ́ra àbí fara rọrú nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀.
And he begins to work in us, and he's working in us, and he's just working in us. All this while, the more sanctified you become, the holier you become, the more anointed you become, the more you rise in the kingdom of God. Some of the things that God may even want to sanctify us from is how you put your trust in men.
Àwọn òmíràn tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ sọ wá di mímọ́ nínú rẹ̀ ni ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé wa nínú ènìyàn.
There will be times that God will not give you food. Somebody will come around you that actually has money, and if you just ask, the person will give you. You say if you open your mouth.
Ìgbà kan yóò wà tó jẹ́ pé òní oúnjẹ, ṣùgbọ́n èèyàn kan yóò dé, yóò wà fún olóúnjẹ. Ọlọ́run sọ pé tó o bá jẹ oúnjẹ yẹn.
Amen.
Amen.
No, if you open your mouth to ask for money.
Okay, tí o bá bèèrè pé Ọlọ́run owó dà.
Not Ọlọ́run.
Lọ́wọ́ ènìyàn yẹn.
pay owó dà.
Amen.
Ami.
You will collect it though.
Oh, gba.
But maybe it is pupu that you use that money to heal.
O le je pe aisan lo fi wo.
So as you are in the toilet and you are pooping and you are vomiting, you say, God have mercy. He will say, I'm going to punish you.
Bi o tin ya gbe to nsu to nbi ninu ile itore abi ile igbere, Olorun ma so pe un o bi ajo fun kan to
se. But he said, God, why are you doing this to me? Why is it only me? Why am I just like this? Why am I this hungry? Then he will say to you.
Gba to ba be so pe ah, Olorun kilo to fi se bayi fun mi. Ah, se mo se to bayi ni se mo buru to bayi ni. Olorun a so pe,
and thou shall remember.
O wa ranti
all the ways which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness.
Gbogbo ona ti Olorun tin dari re ninu agijun fun 40 odun.
To humble you and to test you.
Lati re o sile ati lati dan o.
And to know what is in your heart, whether you obey my laws or not.
Ati lati mo ohun to wa ninu okan re bi o gba ofin mi mo abi o pa mo.
And he humbled you.
Olorun si re o sile.
Sorry, and he suffered you to hunger.
O si fi ajo debi debi ti
mo. He fed you with manna.
O si wa fi manna bo.
Which you have not known.
Eyi ti o mo ri.
None of your fathers known.
Tabi awon baba re.
That he may make you know.
Ko ba le je ko mo.
That a man does not live by bread only.
Wi pe eniyan ki n gbe ni akara nikan nipa akara nikan.
Every word that proceeds from the mouth of God doth a man live.
Ṣùgbọ́n láti inú ọ̀rọ̀ tí ó tẹnu Ọlọ́run wá gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ náà, bẹ́ẹ̀ lèèyàn yóò ṣe gbé ìgbé ayé rẹ̀.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when you begin to now yield to God over the issue of the things that you could actually do,
bó bá ti ń tẹ̀ sí ìyá Ọlọ́run nínú àwọn ohun tó yẹ kó o lè ṣe,
you now enter into the advanced level of sanctification.
Ó wá dé ìpele tó ga jù nínú ìsọdi mímọ́.
Sins of holy people.
Ó wá dé àwọn ìran ènìyàn mímọ́.
Sin, the type of sins.
Okay.
Because what God deals with in that point is the sins that is only holy people that does those type of sins.
Àwọn ohun tí Ọlọ́run máa ń báwí nínú ayé ènìyàn ni àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tó jẹ́ pé àwọn èèyàn mímọ́ nìkan ló lè dá wọn.
You understand what I'm talking about now? Amen.
Amen.
Are we being blessed?
Ǹjẹ́ àǹdí alábùkún fún báyìí?
Sins of holy people.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àwọn ènìyàn mímọ́.
Presumption.
Èrò.
Presumption.
Èrò.
When you just presume something, you know,
can run,
you just assume it without facts. You just assume it.
Oro pe o le sele lai se pe ati gbe kale bo se ye ko ri gan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pride.
Igberaga aya.
Pride of power.
Igberaga lati pa agbara.
Pride of anointing.
Abi ifami oroyan.
You know, issues like that, those are now the things that God will be dealing with.
Awon ohun be ni Olorun yo ma ba wi ninu aye re.
Now, you see, the interesting thing with sanctification is this.
Ohun ti o da ninu isodi mimo re.
If for the next 16 years, what God is still struggling with you on is still on the first level.
Boya fun odun 16 to ba je ibi to si wa ni ipele akoko.
Do you know that sincerely speaking, that's actually where you will be, even in the plan and purpose of God.
O mo wi pe nkan ti o to duni duni pe ibe na lo wa. Ninu ipele ati ife Olorun fun aye re.
But if you progress with God quickly, you also move forward quickly.
Ṣugbọn to ba tẹsiwaju pẹlu Olorun kia kia, be na lo se ri,
and you be able to become more in his hand.
O wa le di pupo ni owo re.
But you see, I also want to say something before I go on in explaining sanctification.
Mo fẹ san nkan ki a to tẹsiwaju ninu titumọ ohun ti isodi mimọ tumọ si.
I am afraid because at the judgment seat of Christ, how we yield to sanctification is actually one of the principal determinants of that judgment.
Ẹ̀rú bà mí nítorí pé bí a bá ṣe tẹ̀ sí ìsọdún mímọ́ yìí tá a ṣe gbọ́ràn sí, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni a ó ṣe dá wa lẹ́jọ́ ní ọ̀run.
Remember scripture says that every man will give account of himself.
Ẹ̀rọ ti pé a ó ṣe àṣàrò ní gbogbo nǹkan tá a ṣe fúnra wa.
Did the Bible say that?
Ṣé Bíbélì sọ bẹ́ẹ̀?
Every man will give account.
Gbogbo wa la ó ṣe.
Every righteous person will give account.
Gbogbo àwọn olódodo ni ó ṣe.
So every time God is telling you something, ó ń wárùn kì.
Ti Olorun ba n ba o soro and you are strong headed.
On the day when we are standing before the judgment seat of Christ,
ni ojo ta ba duro niwaju ite ijajo Olorun,
the Lord will now say, see on that day, this is what I wanted to achieve in your life, but see, you refused what I wanted to do.
Olorun a so pe ranti ojo yen ohun ti mo fe se ninu amuse ninu aye re lele, sugbon wo bo ti ko.
Because the judgment seat of Christ,
tori pe ni ite ijajo Jesu Christi,
there are some parameters that the judgment will be based upon.
Àwọn oṣù kan wà tá ó gbé ìdájọ́ ilé.
One of them is how we related with God.
Ìkan nínú rẹ̀ ni ìbáṣepọ̀ láàrin àwọ àti Ọlọ́run.
Another is how we related with fellow Christians.
Èmi tún ni ìbáṣepọ̀ láàrin àwọ àti àwọn arákùnrin wa, arábìnrin wa nínú Kristi.
Another one is our relationship with the work God has called us to go and do.
Èmi tún ni ìbáṣepọ̀ láàrin àwọ àti iṣẹ́ tí Ọlọ́run rán wa láti ṣe.
I hope you know your relationship with God has nothing to do with the work God has called you to go and do.
Ǹjẹ́ a mọ̀ pé ìbáṣepọ̀ láàrin èmi àti Ọlọ́run kò ó yàtọ̀ sí ìbáṣepọ̀ láàrin èmi àti iṣẹ́ tí Ọlọ́run rán mi láti ṣe.
But you see, we are not talking about the judgment seat of Christ tonight, so I don't want to go into that so that it doesn't confuse us.
Ṣùgbọ́n lónìí a ò sọ̀rọ̀ lórí ìtẹ́ ìdájọ́ Ọlọ́run ká má ba di pé ọkàn wa ń pín àti méjì.
Just want us to understand that sanctification is so important because part of how God will judge us is based on how we yield to his sanctification now.
Mo fẹ́ kí a mọ̀ pé ìsọdún mímọ́ ṣe pàtàkì nítorí èrèdí yìí la fi dá wa lẹ́jọ́ lọ́rùn.
You see, the interesting thing is that all those things that we talked about sanctification, talking about the process by which he puts out sin from our lives.
Ohun tí ó ṣe pàtàkì àbí tí ó yanilẹ́nu wípé nínú àwọn nǹkan tí à ń sọ yìí tàbí bí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run ṣe ń ti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ jáde nínú ayé wa.
Or how it produces its own fruit.
Àti bí ó ti ń mú èso rẹ̀ jáde.
Or how it's gradually conforming us to the image of Jesus.
Àti bí ó ti ń sọ wá di ìrí Jésù Kristì.
You know, it's so interesting to know the fact that all of them work concurrently.
Gbogbo ìní ń ṣiṣẹ́ lọ.
It is not that it's until the Holy Spirit now finishes pushing sin out of your life.
Kò ń ṣe pé nígbà tí Jésù bá kọ́kọ́ ti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ jáde kúrò nínú ayé rẹ̀ lákọ̀ọ́kọ́. Yóò wá sọ pé ẹ̀hìn àti parí iṣẹ́ kan.
Oya, let me start producing fruit.
Àyẹ̀gẹ́ kí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń ṣiṣẹ́ láti mú kí èso jáde nínú rẹ̀.
That when he has now produced fruit, he has watered the tree of your life and there's now fruit.
Tó bá wá ti wá gbin èso nínú rẹ̀ tí èso ti pọ̀ nínú igi ayé rẹ̀.
That's when you now say, okay, let me now start conforming him to the image of Jesus.
Tó bá parí yẹn, yóò wá sọ pé ó yá o. Kí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ́ di ìrí Jésù Kristì, ẹ̀dá Jésù Kristì.
No.
Rárá.
So when you are refusing the initial work of sanctification in the Holy Spirit removing habits from you.
Tí o bá ń kọ ìpele àkọ́kọ́ nínú iṣẹ́ ìsọdún mímọ́ ní jíjẹ́ kí ẹ̀mí mọ́ Ọlọ́run kó yọ àwọn ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tí o mọ̀ tí o máa ń rí kúrò nínú ayé rẹ.
Actually at that same time.
Ní àkókò yẹn.
At that same time too.
Ní àkókò yẹn.
You are refusing the seeds of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Ní jẹ́ kí èso ẹ̀mí kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń jẹyọ jáde nínú ayé rẹ.
And at that same time also.
Bákan náà ní àkókò yẹn.
The Holy Spirit is bringing to you the examples of Jesus.
Ó ṣe ń mú àwòrán àbí àpẹẹrẹ Jésù wá fún ọ.
Ṣé ǹjẹ́ just say no, I'm okay like this.
Ohun tó ń ṣàǹsọ pé ibi tí mo wà yìí ó dára. O tẹ mi lọ́rùn.
Do we understand it now?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa báyìí?
Is it clear? Now, I said that sanctification is a bridge.
Mo sọ wípé ìsọdún mímọ́ jẹ́ ibi tí a ti ń yà sí ipa kejì.
It is a bridge between justification, we were saved, and glorification, we will be saved.
Ìpàlà tó wà láàárín ìdáláre àti gbàmílà. Àti ìṣelógo a ó gbà mí là.
Let me ask you.
Ẹ jẹ́ ń bèrè lọ́wọ́ wa.
And I'm going to say this in Yoruba so that he can translate it into English.
Wọ́n sọ ní èdè Yorùbá kí wọ́n bá lè yí padà sí èdè Ìbò.
Kí ni Jésù lè gbà ti lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀?
What can Jesus take away with impossibility from your hand?
What is the thing that when Jesus wants to collect it from your hand?
Ohun wo ni tó jẹ́ pé Jésù tó bá fẹ́ gbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ?
Wrestling will now start.
Ìjà yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀. Ẹ lè gbà sá. Irọ́ o. Irọ́ o. Irọ́ o.
I bind you.
Mo kọ́. Mo tẹ́ mọ́lẹ̀.
O
wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń bá Jésù wí.
What is the thing?
Kí ni òun náà?
Because when God wants to make progress with a man.
Nítorí tí Ọlọ́run bá fẹ́ tẹ̀síwájú pẹ̀lú ènìyàn.
He tells him, Oya, come on a journey called sanctification.
Yóò sọ fún ọ pé Oya. Tẹ̀lé mi nínú ìrìn àjò tí a ń pè ní ìsọdún mímọ́.
In this journey, I will be putting out sin out of your life daily.
Nínú ìrìn àjò yìí lójoojúmọ́, wọ́n máa ti ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ jáde kúrò nínú ayé rẹ̀.
In this journey, I am going to be producing my fruit inside your life.
Nínú ìrìn àjò yìí, ìmọ̀ mú kí èso mi kó jáde kúrò nínú ayé rẹ̀.
On this same journey, I'm going to be conforming you to the image of Jesus.
Nínú ìrìn àjò yìí, ìmọ̀ sọ ọ́ di ẹ̀dá Jésù Kristì.
When the Holy Spirit is now where he is.
Nígbà tí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run bá wà níbi tí mo wà yìí.
And me and you, we are now here.
Tí a sì wà níbi tí arákùnrin wá wà.
He said, come.
O wa n so wi pe oya wa.
An se po you two come.
E wa so fun pe oya emi wo Olorun wo ni ko wa.
Jesus ni.
Sa?
Se mi mo pa Jesus ni.
Am I the one who killed Jesus?
Say come, let's go, let's go.
E mo Olorun so pe wa wa je ka lo.
Let's balance it.
Le wa joko oya je ka so ko yera wa daada.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand now?
Don ye wa bayi.
So how does the Holy Spirit achieve this issue of sanctification?
Bawo ni emi Olorun se nsi se isodimimo ninu
aye wa. You know, I've just explained the one on sin. I've not yet explained that he will produce his fruit. Abi? And I've not yet explained how he will be conforming us to the image of Jesus.
Mo ti salaye akoko bi o ti nti ese jade, mi o ti salaye keje ati eketa.
Now, how is it that the Holy Spirit produces sanctification?
Bawo ni emimo Olorun se ma mu isodimimo jade ninu
eniyan. Number 1 is the word of God.
Alakoko ni oro Olorun.
What do I say?
Kini mo so?
Number 1 is what?
Kini alakoko?
The word of God.
Oro Olorun.
One day,
ni ojo kan,
I was expecting some money.
Mo reti awon owo kan.
Because there are some things I need to do in my house.
Nitori awon ise kan wa lati se ni ile mi.
So I now became restless.
Wala wa de ba okan mi.
And as I became restless,
bi mo ti wa ninu ipo yi,
I now picked my Bible.
Mo wa gbe Bibeli mi.
Then I said, God, speak to me. This thing has started disturbing me.
Mo wa ni Olorun, oya ba mi soro. Nkan ti nsele si mi.
Then I saw a very serious verse in Psalm 62.
Mo wa ri ese kan ninu orin Davidi, ogota le meji.
I think it's either verse 4 or 5, I can't remember.
Oya ese kerin abi ikarun.
But it is.
O ka wi pe
my soul.
Okan mi.
My what?
Kini?
My soul.
Okan mi.
Wait patiently.
Duro de
upon God alone.
Lori Olorun nikan.
For my expectation is from Him.
Nitori ireti mi wa lati inu re abi lodo.
So when I read my soul,
bi mo se ka pe okan mi,
because I knew God was talking to me.
Mo mo pe Olorun ba mi soro ni.
I now want to read wait patiently.
Mo wa ka pe duro je mo se fe ka yen.
He said wait. Don't jump over patiently.
Oni ma fo de yen duro de yen ma fo ibe yen.
He said you are not waiting patiently.
Oni o kin duro je o kan duro ni.
I said Lord. He said for God alone.
Nitori pe Olorun nikan.
When he got to alone again, he said, look at alone.
Ibi ti mo tun de yen nikan yen o ni wo oro yen daada.
From that alone, he took me to Jeremiah chapter 17.
Nibi oro yen nikan o tun mu mi lo si Jeremiah ori keta.
From verse 5 where the Bible say cursed is the man that trusts a man.
Lati ese karun nibi ti Olorun so pe igbe ni fun eniyan to gbekele eniyan.
Make the arm of flesh his strength.
To wa fi ipa eniyan si agbara re.
Do you understand? By the time God finished with me,
but Olorun soro fun mi tan
with koboko and all manner of things.
So si ba mi wi pelu awon egba orisirisi.
I just said, Lord, I'm just waiting.
Mo ni Olorun, I'm just duro ti ya o.
You understand? He begins with the word of God.
O bere pelu oro Olorun.
How responsive you are in obeying what God is speaking to you.
Bi o si nte si awon ohun ti Olorun so fun to si gboran si won.
That's how fast this process of him putting out sin from your life daily, this process of him producing his fruit in you, this process of him making you to become like Jesus, that's how fast that process will become.
Ben I want pele isodimimo yo bere sin se ninu aye re titi ese jade mimu eso jade ati didi e
jade. You know, not talking about the type that when you now have a Bible.
Mi o so nipa eyi to je pe ti o ba ni bibeli lowo,
you are looking for the revelation that you are going to preach.
O wa awon ifihan to je pe o fi se iwasu.
All that at the point when Jesus wants to start doing something to you, you have jumped out.
Tabi igba ti Jesus ba bere si fe bere si soro re o ti sa jale. O wa bere si fede for lori siri si.
Let me show you something.
Oh, Jesus je n fi kan won.
Let me show you something. God
fi kan won ti Olorun so nsin mi now. O nsin.
Actually, God was just about to start telling you.
God told you, "I'm going to launch a very simple sorrow. You go to sorrow."
When God will speak to you, His word will come as a seed.
But you know, you bow sorrow, or rather, you that they be a rootman.
It will not come as a tree.
Oh, neither they be gi.
He expects that you should plant that seed.
O fẹ́ kí o gbin rootman.
He expects that you should water that seed.
Oh, bomirin.
He expects that you should weed that seed.
Ko wa ro gbogbo awon koriko to wa layika
re. You are doing all that constantly and patiently.
Bo si tin se leyin to nse.
That just small seed.
Eso eyankan yin.
It may not even be more than a mustard seed.
O le ma ju oro mustard lo.
It will now start growing.
Yo bere sin duwe yo bere sin dagba soke.
Then it is growing.
O ndagba.
And as it is growing,
bo tin dagba,
it now becomes a tree.
Yo wa di igi.
It now starts to produce fruit.
Yo wa bere sin so eso.
Do we understand it now?
Njo ye wa bi.
Do we understand it?
Njo ye wa bi.
And that's why the teachings that God teaches us,
edi lo fi je pe awon eko ti Jesu abi Olorun mo nko wa,
they are not things that we are just supposed to hold for 1 week.
Kin si awon eko to ye ka kan mu duro abi ninu okan wa ni ose kan.
There are several things that God has told me like 8 years ago that is still feeding me till today.
Opolopo nkan Olorun ti so fun mi bi odun mejo seyin to si ni nbo mi titi doni.
Please, are we getting what I'm talking about?
Nje o ye wa bi.
It's not just catching a new revelation. Ash. That's not what
they're looking
for. It is for feeding. It is for growth.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when we are talking about the Holy Spirit of God producing fruit in our life,
His own
fruit, it is through that same word. Do we understand? And just as the word of God comes as a seed, that comes into our lives daily to push out sin.
Bi oro Olorun se wa bi irugbin ninu aye wa ti o je pe ohun lo nti ese jade lojojumo ninu aye wa.
It is in the same way that the word of God will come into our hearts like that again also, okay, as the seedling that we need so that we can have fruit eventually after a tree of the Holy Spirit has been established and grown in our lives.
Oro ina ni o mu ki àwọn èso kó jáde nínú ayé wa nígbà tí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run bá ti di igi tí ń rúwé.
Have you ever seen a place where there is no fruit and there is no tree that produce the fruit?
Àbí ẹ ti ríbi tó jẹ́ pé èso jáde tí a rí igi tó so èso. Sàríri.
That you just got to one place.
A kàn dé ibì kan ni.
That portion of land.
Gbogbo ibi tí ilẹ̀ yẹn wà.
Whenever you go there per year.
Tó bá débẹ̀ lọ́dọọdún.
You just be seeing banana.
Ó kàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rí àwọn èso ni.
You know we need to pray about deliverance over that kind of place.
Ṣé ò ní bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń gbàdúrà fún ìtúsílẹ̀ lórí ilẹ̀ yẹn?
When there's no tree.
Ṣé ò sí igi kan?
It's just fruit.
Èso lóríṣiríṣi lórí.
In the same way, the Holy Spirit cannot begin to produce fruit in us.
Bákan náà, ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run bẹ̀rẹ̀ kò lè máa mú àwọn èso jáde nínú wa, kò lè ṣe so.
When, like a tree, his seed has not grown in us.
Tí kò tí ì di igi. Àbí tí èso rẹ̀ àbí irúgbìn ta ti so láti inú rẹ̀ tí ò tí ì digi nínú ayé wa.
And that is the danger that most people used to have.
Wàhálà àbí ìṣòro táwọn ènìyàn máa ń rí leléyìí.
Because the gifts of the Holy Spirit will come quickly.
Nítorí àwọn ẹ̀bùn ẹ̀mí máa ń wá kíákíá.
But the fruit of the Holy Spirit is slow in coming.
Ṣùgbọ́n èso ẹ̀mí kan máa ń wá díẹ̀díẹ̀ ni ó máa ń ṣe díẹ̀díẹ̀ kó tó wá.
Each one is a lesson in humility.
Àbí ìkọ̀ọ̀kan nínú àwọn èso yìí ó jẹ́ àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ tá a máa ń gbà láti inú ìrẹ̀lẹ̀.
Each one is a hard lesson.
Àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ tó ní agbára tó le ni.
You want to walk in love.
O fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rìn nínú ìfẹ́.
Somebody will offend you.
Àwọn èèyàn yóò sọ.
The Holy Spirit will say go and beg him.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run yóò sọ pé yá lọ bẹ̀.
Sọ!
Kí ló
dé? Lọ́jọ́ wọ́dà sí ẹni tì náà.
Èmi ká mo sẹ́.
He will say who defends himself?
Ta ni o máa ń dára rẹ̀ láti tàbí ta ló máa ń dúró fún ara rẹ̀.
Is it not the flesh?
Ṣé ẹran ara ìkọ́ ni?
Do you want me to proceed with you or not?
Ṣé o fẹ́ kí n tẹ̀síwájú pẹ̀lú rẹ àbí?
Wọ́n yà sí unto Jesus I surrender. Ọ̀nà
pé Jésù ni mo fi gbogbo rẹ̀ fún.
Wọ́n
rẹ̀ nìkan náà mo jọ̀wọ́ rẹ̀ fún.
The Holy Spirit will now come to your side.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run yóò tún wá sí ìyá rẹ pé.
It will now call your middle name.
Yóò wá pe orúkọ rẹ tó wà láàrin.
Are you? He will call you 3 times.
Yóò pe ọ lẹ́ẹ̀mẹta.
Let's say your middle name is Olayinka.
Bóyá orúkọ rẹ àárín Olayinka ló ń jẹ́.
Olayinka.
Olayinka o.
Olayinka.
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 You know you are not saying the truth.
Ọmọ pé òdágò ló ń sọ o.
Do I have a witness in the house?
Ẹ̀rí ẹlẹ́rìí láàrin wa.
You may even be preaching.
O le ma wa su gan papa.
And Baba will tell you.
You
know that that's not the phrase I want to use in that place.
Oh my God, that's my first time.
Or maybe you give an example.
Abi wa se abi we abi apere kan.
Why did you exaggerate?
Kile do man fe oro Dubai.
But if you are such a servant of God or a person
to ba je o je iranse Olorun
tabi who wants to become something in the hand of God,
to be di ohun kan pataki ni owo Olorun,
you know that you will not say, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Oh ni so pe Olorun ah do mi o mo.
There are even times they will invite you to come and preach somewhere.
Igba miran yo wa to je pe won pe o pe ko wa wasu nibi kan.
Before you ask God, Lord, what am I going to speak there?
Ko to bere pe Olorun ki la wasu nibe.
Your mind will just jump out of the window.
Okara yo fo bere se jade ki
then it will jump to your wardrobe.
Yo bere si nsa ibi isura
re. What are we going to wear?
Ah ki la wo bayi ku ma sa so.
Amen. Am I having a witness in the house?
Nja le eleri nibi.
You see, when the fruit of the Holy Spirit it is slow in coming.
Eso emi ki ya lati wa.
But when it has come,
ṣugbọn nigba ti o ba ti de,
even you,
iwo fun ara re,
wahala lafia nu ara e,
you will have peace in yourself.
You will know,
o mo
po nba Olorun re,
that you are walking with God.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Nde o ye wa bi.
But if it is just gifts,
to ba kan je ebun ni
makara ba 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 ba,
lo ba fede
bo receive now,
gba mi bayi,
whether people some assault or they backflip.
Boya awon eyan po won so da won subulu le won tun dide.
It doesn't mean sin will still not be in your life.
Eyan o tun ma si pe ese o tun ni ba won dide.
Because the gifts and callings of the Holy Spirit, they are without repentance.
Nitori awon emi Olorun, Olorun o kin gba pada.
He doesn't call it back.
Ko kin gba pada.
Except that I notice something.
Mo wa wo ye un kan.
A man can have gifts.
Okunrin abi eniyan to ni ebun,
and he will never have fruit.
So
in fact, Jesus said that when you meet ministers,
Jesus sọ pé tó bá bá wọn ránṣẹ́ mi pàdé,
he said by their fruit you shall know them.
Ó ní nípa èso wọn la ó fi mọ̀ wọn.
Jesus didn't say by their gifts you shall know them.
Kò sọ pé nípa ẹ̀bùn wọn la ó fi mọ̀ wọn.
He didn't say when you see a man that can gbàdúrà bí ara.
Kò sọ pé ìgbà tó bá rí ọkùnrin tó lè pray like thunder.
He did not say that. When you meet a man to ba so asotele sinu aye,
ko so pe to ba bene ope and prophesy into your life.
O sorire niyan,
it is well with you.
O sorire niyan,
you are blessed.
Do you understand? Jesus didn't say that.
Jesus so be,
he said by their fruit.
Oni nipa eso won.
And you see, it's not easy for fruit to grow. Do you know how many years it takes for a tree to before there will not be fruit?
O ko rorun fun eso lati je yo jade. So omo yodun ti igi yo fi dagba soke ki eso to jade.
This is me, I already have suits, I want to go and preach.
I mean re mo ti ni ebun mo si be lo waasu. O ni eso mo be lo waasu.
I already have suit, I want to go and
preach. Mo ni aso imbo ti nwo mo si be lo waasu.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God is just saying, sit down.
In Jesus' name, joko be.
You are saying, oh, all this revelation I'm seeing. It will become cold. It will become cold. It will become cold. Yeah, it will be cold.
Yo tutu.
Souls are perishing.
I want to say,
before you were born, they have been perishing.
Go ka to be onsegbe.
While you are alive, they will still perish.
Ngba to si wa laye won segbe.
Even after you are gone, those that will perish will perish.
Ngba to ba tun ku tan, awon ti o segbe yo segbe.
Tell yourself, I should sit down.
So fun ara le pe o ye kin joko.
It takes years for a tree to grow.
O ma ngba igi lo awon odun ko to le dagba soke.
That is why God is not see. God is not in this business of all this 1 year, you know, 6 months men of God that he just went somewhere and they did a crash program for him in just six months. He has jumped out. He's not a preacher. No, that's not God.
Eredi lo je pe Olorun o kin wo awon to je pe awon iranse Olorun ton lo lewe fun ose mefa bi osu mefa.
That
is se awon eko yara kiaka won ti jade
pe odi
eyan Olorun ni.
And that is the problem that has brought us to the point that we are in today.
Wahala to si fa ipo ti a wa lonin re.
Because we have men on pulpit who are preaching to us, say themselves they are not sanctified.
Nitori pe a ni awon iranse Olorun ti won wa su fun wa sugbon won o ti di mimo.
They themselves they are not under the Holy Spirit, and you know, he's just moving on with them from stage to stage.
Oh, si labe mi mo tin te won si waju lati ipele kan de miran.
I was saying that a man can have gifts.
Mo so wi pe eniyan le ni ebun.
And he will never stumble into fruits.
Ko si ni subu sinu eso.
But when a man focuses on fruit.
Sugbon ti eniyan ti ifojusun re ba je eso nikan.
When a man focuses on fruit.
To je ifojusun re eso nikan ni.
By the time the gift of the Holy Spirit start working in him.
Igba ti awon ebun emi Olorun ba bere sin sise ninu re.
All those ones that have been jumping up and down pulpit and have been saying, ah, no God, God has not called anybody else.
So, wow, I think it was okay. If
it's only me that's what
I call.
When a servant of God comes,
but see, in your Lord,
there's just a way they clear the stage.
Oh, no, come on, don't you know
how God does it, but there's just a way. All of them will just clear the stage. 450 prophets.
Abi adota din edegbeta woli
they were before Ahab.
Won wa siwaju Ahab.
And Ahab, you know, Ahab was saying that I think it was Ahab and Jehoshaphat, you know, the king of Judah.
Ahab ati Jehoshaphat oba Judah,
and they were saying that what is the Lord saying? Are we supposed to go and fight against these people?
Won si so we pe kini Olorun so se ka lo ba awon eniyan yi ja.
And all the 450 prophets, bobo won sun won kori sibi kan na.
Bobo awon adota din edegbeta awon woli won ti sun and they slept and faced the same place.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes Lord, yes Lord.
What did he say? No,
they said the Lord is saying, go, we will prosper your way.
Olorun so pe ona re dara. Ma lo,
you will come, you will go, you will conquer, you will even bring back, you know, slaves and all that.
Oh Lord, oh segun, oh si ko ikogun wale.
Imagine the number of time it will take for 450 prophets to say one by one what God has told them.
Ewo iye igba ti o gba fun awon woli iye ti aka yi igba ti o wa lati so oro woli jade leyo kankan.
Jehoshaphat was patient enough to listen to all of them.
Jehoshaphat o ni suru lati gboro Olorun lati enu gbogbo won.
He now said to Ahab.
O wa bere lowo Ahab.
Is it that there is no man of God that we can ask the counsel of God from?
Se ko si eyan Olorun ta le bere ife Olorun ati erungba Olorun lowo re bi.
What about all these 450?
Awon wonyi nko bayi Jehoshaphat.
Those ones are men of gold.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí ènìyàn wúrà ni wọ́n ń ṣe ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
Ahab said, there's still one man.
Ahab sọ pé èèyàn kan kù.
Please, I'm talking about sanctification.
Mo sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìsọdi mímọ́ àti yíyà sọ́tọ̀.
You see, these 450 prophets I talked about before, they used to eat on Ahab and Jezebel's table.
Àwọn wòlíì wọ́n máa ń jẹun ní tábìlì Ahab àti Jezebel.
So Ahab said, there's still one man.
Abu wa so pe eyan kan ku o,
but I hate him.
Sugbon mo korira re
because he does always prophesy evil about me.
Nitori pe aso tele re ibi ni nipa mi ni gbogbo igba.
Jehoshaphat said, let us get him now.
Jehoshaphat so pe wa je ka gbon nkan ti Olorun fe so fun wa lori oro.
So they sent for Micaiah and he came.
Won si gbe Micaiah wa
when he came.
Ma dole
they asked him, what is God saying? Should we go and fight our enemies or not?
Wọ́n béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ pé kí lọ́lọ́run sọ ṣé ká lọ bá wọn jà àbí rárá.
Micaiah said, go, the Lord will prosper your way.
Òun kankan sọ wípé àbó sọ wípé ó yá lọ Ọlọ́run yóò mú kí ọ̀nà rẹ kó dára.
Because Micaiah knows that that's what all those prophets would have said.
Nítorí pé ó mọ̀ pé nǹkan tí àwọn wòlíì síwájú àwọn tó kọ́kọ́ wà yìí ni wọ́n sọ rèé.
He knows that Ahab does not like truth.
Ó sì mọ̀ pé Ahab ò fẹ́ òtítọ́.
Ahab now stood up. How many times have I warned you that you should always tell me the truth?
Ìgbà mélòó ni mo sọ fún ẹ pé òótọ́ ni kò máa sọ fún mi?
Micaiah said, you want to know the truth?
Micaiah wa sọ pé ṣé o fẹ́ gbọ́ òtítọ́ bí?
Thus says the Lord.
Báyìí ló Olúwa wí.
I saw all Judah and Israel scattered like sheep without shepherd.
Mo rí Judah àti Ísírẹ́lì tí a dà wọ́n rú bí àwọn àgùntàn tí ò ní olùṣọ́.
And I saw the king himself.
Mo sì rí ọba fúnra rẹ̀.
He fell in battle and dogs will lick his blood.
Ó sì ṣubú ní ogun àwọn ajá yóò sì lá ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ̀.
Instantly Ahab stood up and said, place that man under arrest.
Ahab wá dìde pé ó yá ẹmu ọkùnrin yìí.
Feed him with just bread and water once a day until the day I return.
Ẹbọ pẹ̀lú àkàrà àti omi nìkan fún ìgbà kan nínú ọjọ́ títí ni wọ́n fi dé.
Just as the police people were beating him and kicking him and pushing him out.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń gba àwọn aṣọ́de tí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń gba lẹ́sẹ̀ tí wọ́n ń gba
nípa. Micaiah said.
Micaiah sọ wípé.
If you return.
Tí o bá dé.
God has not spoken through me.
Ọlọ́run ò tí ì sọ̀rọ̀ jáde láti ẹnu
mi. 450 men say he will return.
Àwọn ènìyàn kan tí wọ́n pa wọ́n ti sọ fún wípé yóò padà dé o.
One man said you won't return.
Ènìyàn kan péré sọ pé rárá ò ní dé ò ní padà.
He didn't return o.
Kó máa padà.
For 450 prophets, God needs just one man.
A daughter ni edegbeta woli Olorun sa mu woli candidate.
You can be that man.
O le je eniyan na.
You can be that woman.
O le je obinrin na.
When you yield to the work of the Holy Spirit.
Ti o ba tesi ise mi mimo.
I don't know how the Holy Spirit does it, but he works on men of God in secret.
It's
not on pulpit like this, so that's not where God works.
So it's in secret.
Through painful experiences.
He will push them
to a point where they will, the only person they can turn to is God. See, I'm in your hands now.
Yo, what thing? What pelu bobo? What lati ide? What vide? Kori da tamu zokwe olorun oda wole.
This one that we have been doing now in the last 2 days.
By the time
this meeting ends,
please,
where do you think God will put us again?
In
his secret place.
Eni koko.
Do you understand?
Jo yo abi.
It's not pulpit.
Onse ori aga iwasu.
This is not ministry.
Eleki nsise ranse.
It is a man being where he's supposed to be in the secret place per time.
Iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ jẹ́ ènìyàn láti máa wà níbi tó yẹ kó wà ní ìkọ̀kọ̀ ní àwọn àkókò.
Sanctification.
Ìsọdẹ mímọ́.
Sanctification.
Ìsọdẹ mímọ́.
There are places you will go to.
Àwọn ibìkan wà tí ó lọ.
You even go and preach.
Ó lọ wàásù wàápàá.
God will be telling you.
Ọlọ́run yóò mọ sọ fún wa pé.
Don't collect their money.
O gbọ́dọ̀ gbọ́wọ́ wọn.
You trek there o.
O rìn débẹ̀ ni o.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's the day that you call of the Pentecostal movement. It is today that everybody wants to marry a man of God.
But
if you want to marry a man of God, you will suffer.
Oh my dear.
Go. You will suffer.
Oh dear, yeah.
Tenet, you will suffer.
Oh dear, yeah, dada.
One day my disciples said,
"Ojo kan adari mi ninu emi so pe
Pastor Mrs.
Oni arabinrin mi ninu Oluwa,
you are angry and you are sad that there is no food in the house.
O ba nbinu pe ko ma so nje nle.
Is there no yam in the house?
Se ko si su nile ni.
Then he said, "Did I hear you saying that there is no oil that we are going to use the yam to put inside before we put it in our mouth?"
Abi ko se ko ta fi isu irun da wa gbe senu.
He said, "Did anybody tell you that if you boil yam and eat it and you put water, you won't be able to swallow it?"
Abi to ba je isu nikan lo se to si je to wa momi le se ko ni yo.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand?
Joyo abi.
Wanted.
An wa won
a man.
Eyan Olorun,
a woman.
Obinrin
in this generation,
ninu iran yi,
that God can use.
Si Olorun le lo.
Look at it, we are plenty here.
E wo ma po nibi.
But it's only those that yield to sanctification that becomes usable.
Sugbon awon to ba nte si siso di mimo ohun la o lo.
Please, do we understand what I'm saying?
And don't ye wa ri.
That's what, see, that's even why not everybody can give to a servant of God. Anybody that God is angry with his life cannot give to a servant of God. When you collect that kind of thing, you are a partner with that person against God. Are we getting it now? Sanctification.
He saw the memo.
When he set you apart.
But you are.
And yes, that must happen if you will not preach the same thing everybody is preaching in Lagos now.
Yes,
that must happen to you if you will not believe all the evil and wrong things they have believed today. People will tell you, once you have given money, challenge God. This offering that you are dropping now, tell God, call his name 3 times. God. God. That's your number 1 time. God. That's your 2nd time. God, I'm calling you the 3rd time now. Show your face. You think if you see the face of God, you will stand? Look at, you know, we didn't see his face when we were praying and worshiping this afternoon.
Just
felt his presence. It was just presence. All of us have gone. When we now see his face, what are we going to do? He said, my face can no mortal man see and
live.
People who don't read their Bible, they will say, see, once you have given this sacrifice, I will pay you. The anointing is moving me. It is money that is moving them. Because he knows that when he collects your offering, by the time he's stepping down, he will take juice that you won't take.
Chilled.
Praise the Lord. So it doesn't matter. We will do the work now. If you refuse sanctification, you will become useless men like that. You will become women that God cannot use. You will just become an example of an unprofitable life and ministry. God forbid on your life in the name of Jesus. This is why sanctification is not what we can just look at. You know, we can just look away from like that. That process by which the Holy Spirit pushes sin out of our lives. You're a young man and suddenly the devil is telling you,
look at that chest.
Some people
lady.
Think that when they are anointed, temptation will not be running from them. When you are anointed, that's when temptations come. Now tell you, I know how many times a day I have to look up.
Sir,
I know how many times a day I have to look up.
Some
they even said, once we are married now, no more problem. This sexual problem in my life, it will end. I found out that when you have a wife, that's when it will start. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because the devil will just tell you that your wife is just a flavor. You know, if you are taking ice cream, there's vanilla, there's chocolate, there's what's the other one? Strawberry.
Praise the
Lord. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I need you to understand these things. Even while we may laugh about some things that are funny, and it's not a problem, I don't want you to forget the essence of what we are talking about. When you take sanctification lightly, when you take sanctification lightly,
you will now be wondering and be asking, why am I in a state tumbling and rumbling
around? Because God will not move with you beyond the step by saying you need to pass this level. That you need to, this level that you are in, you have to pass. If you don't pass, there's no way I can promote you and progress with you. You should look at it. Let's say that you are a man that likes money. Whenever there's no money in your pocket, you are. It's as if the world has fallen.
And
God is saying, let us sort out this issue of money. Look at you now. This is the 22nd day that you have been fasting for anointing.
Oh God, see how you have blessed them,
and see how whenever they are ministering, fire comes out.
O sọ pé Ọlọ́run àwọn tí ò tí gbàwẹ̀ tó àkókò tí mo ti gbàwẹ̀ bí ìdajì rẹ̀ wo bí iná ti ń jáde lẹ́nu wọn.
If God likes you, he won't give you that anointing.
Ṣé Ọlọ́run bá nífẹ̀ẹ́ rẹ kò ní fún ọ nínú ìfàmì oróyàn
bẹ́ẹ̀. But if you now press God and push him and pressurize him.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó bá wá tẹ Ọlọ́run lójú góńgó.
He will say no problem, take anointing.
Yóò ní ó yà kò sí wàhálà gba ẹ̀bùn
àti
ìfàmì oróyàn.
You will now collect anointing plus covetousness.
Yóò wá gba ìfàmìlóyàn pẹ̀lú ìfẹ́ owó tó wà nínú rẹ̀.
For everything that you preach, whenever there is no food in the house, when you are going out, you are carrying, please borrow me a Bible. Borrow me a Bible. When you are going out, and madam has said, kò sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ló ń jẹ́ titan o.
Tí o bá ń jáde lọ wàásù pẹ̀lú bíbélì rẹ lọ́wọ́, tí arábìnrin rẹ nílé bá sọ pé there is no soup at home,
you now start singing.
Ó wà bẹ́ẹ̀ sí ń kọrin.
This is the day.
Ọjọ́ yìí ni ọjọ́ yìí ni
tí
Ọlọ́run ti yàn
tí
Ọlọ́run ti yàn
ó
yọ
ó
yọ
wọ́n
sì yàn nínú rẹ̀ wọ́n ti yàn nínú rẹ̀ ní lọ́jọ́ tí Ọlọ́run ti yàn
lẹ́ẹ̀mí
ó yọ.
You'll be singing like that because there's a place they have said that you should come and preach.
Ó mọ̀ wípé ní ọkàn rẹ̀ wọ́n ti ní owó wàásù níbìkan.
Now that there's anointing.
Tí ìfàmìlóyàn sì wà
báyìí. All you just need to do is display small.
Ohun tí ó yẹ kó ẹ̀tí ó kàn ṣe ni pé ó yá lọ bá ara
wọn.
Ǹjẹ́ ó yọ bí.
Once you have displayed small.
Tí o bá kàn ti para rẹ̀ hàn díẹ̀ báyìí. O ti bẹ́ẹ̀ yẹn.
Lord.
Rárá.
Ha ma ka papa ba.
Ọlọ́run o.
O Lord. Should I say it, Lord?
Ṣó yẹ kí n sọ kí ni ìjáde báyìí?
Will these people do it?
Ṣé àwọn èèyàn yìí yóò ṣe é?
Àwọ̀bẹ̀.
Wọ́n gbọ́nà.
God is saying there are 15 people here he wants to bless.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé àwọn èèyàn mẹ́ẹ̀ẹ́dógún ló wà níbi tó ń fẹ́ bùkún fún.
That's how you now start misbehaving.
Ó wà bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣì ṣe.
And because people have seen anointing.
Nítorí pé àwọn èèyàn ti rí ìbàmì oróyàn.
Even though you are not holding your faith with a good conscience.
Ṣé o tẹ̀ mú ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ ró pẹ̀lú ẹ̀rí ọkàn tó fẹ́?
Some they have even become bold enough because money has dealt with them.
Àwọn ènìyàn kan tẹ̀ ní ìgboyà lórí pé owó ó ti dojú kọ wọ́n.
Maybe the gift they have is word of knowledge.
Bóyá ẹ̀bùn tí wọ́n ní ni ẹ̀mí ìmọ̀.
Ability to know what they shouldn't know physically speaking.
Agbára àti ipá láti mọ ohun tí ò yẹ kí wọ́n mọ̀ ní
ìjà. Àyọ̀dá ṣe àǹtí.
Yóò wá sọ pé arábìnrin mi.
I know that you have 10,000 naira in your pocket. Actually, it's in the right pocket.
Mo mọ̀ pé o ní ẹgbẹ̀rún mẹ́wàá ní àpò rẹ lápòrẹ ọ̀tún.
And I know it's not your own.
Mo sì mọ̀ pé kì í ṣe ti tirẹ̀ o.
Ah Lord, should I say it, Lord?
Ọlọ́run ṣe kí n sọ.
But the Lord is saying.
Ṣùgbọ́n Ọlọ́run sọ wípé.
You will forget that cost is the man who says God says when God has not spoken.
Ó wàá gbàgbé pé ìgbéni fún ọkùnrin náà tó sọ wípé nígbà tí Ọlọ́run ò sọ.
Because you remember that this is the sixth day that you have been drinking garri.
O wa rántí pé o ti pọ́jọ́ mẹ́fà tó ti ń mu garri.
You now say God has, you know, just like that donkey that was tied down. I know this money is tied down in your hand.
O wa sọ wípé bí ẹran tí a so mọ́lẹ̀ yẹn mo mọ̀ pé owó yìí a so mọ́lẹ̀ ní ọwọ́ rẹ.
Remember that the Lord on that day he sent his disciples to go and loose that donkey that was tied down.
Rántí pé ó rán àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn pé kó lọ tú u sílẹ̀.
I am his servant that he has sent today.
Èmi ni ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀ tó ti rán lẹ́nu.
Your money the Lord has need of it.
Owó rẹ̀ Ọlọ́run nílò rẹ̀.
And because you have seen anointing.
Torí pé o sì ti rí ìfàmì oróyàn.
What will people do now?
Kí ló wá ṣe?
They will put down the money.
Ó wá fowó tí ìṣe ti lẹ́lẹ̀.
We will pray for them.
Ó gbàdúrà fún wọn.
Then when they get home.
Yóò bá wá délé.
Yabuki.
Yebuki o.
Yabuki.
Mother Abuki.
Tọ́kì ni mo fẹ́.
I want talking.
I thought it was God that needed the money.
O ro pe Olorun lo nilo owo ni tele.
I don't know God uses money to buy turkey.
Me o mo pe Olorun ma n fi owo ra turkey.
But it is because such men, all they had was just justification. They wanted to skip sanctification.
Torí pé irú àwọn ènìyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ gbogbo ohun tí wọ́n ní ni ìdáláre wọ́n fẹ́ fo ìsọdimímọ́
já. And yet me and you were in danger of the same thing.
Àwa pẹ̀lú a sì wà nínú ìdánwòrú eléyìí báyìí wà
láìlè. So I don't want you to stop saying, you know I said that that the medium level of sanctification is where the Holy Spirit removes from our lives things that we don't even know we are capable of doing. Àbí.
Mo sọ wípé ìpele kejì nínú ìsọdimímọ́ ni àwọn ìgbà tí ẹ̀mímọ́ yóò mú kúrò nínú ayé wa àwọn ohun tá a rò pé a ò lè ṣe.
So I don't even want want you to start saying Amen. I can never do something like that.
No, fẹ́ kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí rò nínú ọkàn rẹ pé èmi mi ò lè ṣe irú nǹkan
bẹ́ẹ̀. It is because anointing has not broken forth over your life.
Nítorí pé ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run àbí ìfàmìrẹ́ ò tí bú jáde nínú ayé rẹ.
That you put up your hand like this and you say Father.
So wà náwó sókè pé bábá o.
Our miracles have gone right.
Tí iṣẹ́ àmì àti iṣẹ́ ìyanu ti lọ right.
When you just say I need. You just say I need. You have not said what you need.
Gbà tó bá sọ pé mo nílò o tẹ̀tí sànkan tó nílò.
Full have come. Naira dollars pound.
Àwọn èèyàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí mú owó wá. Ọmọ ẹ̀sìn sọ pé bàbá ẹgbàdúrà fún wa.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Jẹ́ o yẹ ọbí.
So don't be too quick to say no, I can't be like them.
Má jẹ́ kó nira fún ọ láti sọ pé rárá o, mi ò gbọ́dọ̀ dàbí wọn.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì sọ wípé.
Those who think they stand.
Gbogbo àwọn tí wọ́n rò pé àwọn dúró.
They should take heed.
Kí wọ́n wòye. Kí wọ́n sọ́ra.
Let they fall.
Kí wọ́n bá bá a ṣubú.
Sanctification.
Ìsọdimímọ́.
That process by which the Holy Spirit puts sin out of our lives.
Ọ̀nà tí ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run máa fi ń ti ẹ̀sẹ̀ jáde kúrò nínú ayé wa.
That process by which he now produces his own fruit in us.
Ọ̀nà tí ó wàá fi mú èso rẹ̀ jáde nínú wa.
That process by which he conforms our lives to the life of Jesus.
Tí ó wàá ṣe ayé wa pé bíi ti ẹ̀dá Jésù.
Where whatever you are not seeing as an example in the life of Jesus, you will not do.
Pé gbogbo ohun tí ò bá ti rí tí Jésù ṣe ò ní ṣe.
Where whatever you are seeing and you know this one is strange compared to what Jesus Christ did, you will just not do it.
Torí pé nǹkan yìí Jésù ò ṣe o, Jésù ò tiẹ̀ dánwò rí ò ní ṣe.
Sanctification is not what you can just look away from and gloss over.
Ìsọdimímọ́ kì í ṣe ohun tó kàn lè fojú fò dá bẹ́ẹ̀ kó o sì mọ́ lọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Please, do we understand everything I've said?
Ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa gbogbo ohun tí mo ti sọ báyìí?
No, I use different examples so that I can be very clear.
Mo ṣàlàyé ohun ìní ọ̀nà báyìí kó ba lè yé wa.
Please, if we understand, can we put up our hands so that we can see everybody?
Ṣé ó yé wa? Ta bó bá yẹ wẹ jẹ́ àná wa sókè.
Okay, that means all of us understand it.
Gbogbo wa ló yé bẹ́ẹ̀.
So I'm going to go to glorification. That's where we'll be taking our prayers from.
Ìṣelógo là ń tẹ̀síwájú sí ibi ìlàósì ti gbàdúrà.
Glorification.
Ìṣelógo.
That is, we will be saved.
Ìyẹn túmọ̀ sí pé a ó gbà wá là.
We will be saved.
A ó gbà wá là.
Glorification is the transformation of our bodies.
Ìyípadà ara wa yìí.
It is the transformation of our bodies.
Ìyípadà ara wa yìí.
At the rapture.
Nígbà gbígbà sókè.
Into perfect bodies of a new nature.
Sí ara tó pé ẹ̀dá titun.
Like the body of our. That our Lord Jesus Christ now has.
Bí irú ara tí Jésù wá ní nísìnyí.
When Paul was talking in that place in Romans chapter 13 and verse 1.
Nígbà tí Paul ń sọ̀rọ̀ ní Rome orí kẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ kínní.
Sorry, verse 11, sorry.
Ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlá.
And he says that now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed.
Ló wá sọ pé ìgbà yìí ni ìgbàlá wa ń súnmọ́ etílé ju ìgbà tí a kọ́kọ́ gbàgbọ́ lọ.
It is glorification that Paul was talking about.
Ìgbàlà tí Paul ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀ ni ìṣelógo.
So let me explain it to us.
Jẹ́ kí n ṣàlàyé rẹ̀ fún wa.
We will be saved.
A ó di ẹni ìgbàlà.
I said that glorification.
Ìṣelógo.
Glorification.
Ìṣelógo.
It is the transformation of our bodies.
Ìyípadà ara wa yìí.
At the time of rapture.
Nígbà gbígbà sókè.
To become just like the same type of bodies that the Lord Jesus Christ has with new bodies with a new nature.
Láti wá ní irú ìrí ara tí Jésù ní sin ara tó yàtọ̀.
Amen. And I'm trusting God that we will receive grace to be able to explain this properly.
Mo ń gbàgbọ́ nínú Ọlọ́run pé a ó gba oore ọ̀fẹ́ láti ṣàlàyé èyí dáadáa.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Kọ́rìntì kínní orí kẹẹ̀dógún.
And verse 51.
Ẹsẹ̀ àádọ́ta lé ẹyọ kan.
To verse 53.
Títí dé ẹsẹ̀ àádọ́ta lé mẹ́ta.
Is I want someone to read for us? Yes, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 to verse 53.
Kọ́rìntì kínní orí kẹẹ̀dógún ẹsẹ̀ àádọ́ta lé ẹyọ kan títí dé ẹsẹ̀ àádọ́ta lé kẹta.
Yes. 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 Amen.
kíyèsí ohun ìjìnlẹ̀ ni mo ń sọ fún yín gbogbo wa kì yóò sùn ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo wa lè áhó paralada lọ́gán ní ìṣẹ́jú nígbà ìpè kẹyìn nítorí ìpè yóò dùn a ó sì jẹ́ àwọn òkú dìde láì dìbàjẹ́ a ó sì pa wá lárada. Nítorí pé ara ìdíbàjẹ́ yìí kò lè ṣàìgbé àìdíbàjẹ́ wọ̀ àti ara kíkù yìí kò lè ṣàìgbé ara ẹ̀kú wọ̀.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 15 to verse 18.
Thessalonica kíní orí kẹrin láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dógún àbí kẹrìnlá.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 15 to verse 18.
Kẹẹ̀dógún dé kejìdínlógún.
Yes. We are telling you this directly from the Lord. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Nítorí èyí ilẹ̀ àwa wí fún yín nípa ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa pé àwa tí ó wà láàyè tí a sì kù lẹ́yìn dé àtiwá Olúwa bí ó ti wù kí ó rí kì yóò ṣáájú àwọn tí ó sùn nítorí Olúwa tìkára rẹ̀ yóò sọ̀kalẹ̀ láti ọ̀run wá tí òun ti ariwo pẹ̀lú òun olórí àwọn áńgẹ́lì àti pẹ̀lú ìpè Ọlọ́run àwọn òkú nínú Kristi ni ó sì kọ́ jí dìde nígbà náà ni a ó sì gbà wá àwa tí ó wà láàyè tí ó sì kù lẹ́yìn sókè pẹ̀lú wọn sínú àwọn sọ́mọ̀ láti pàdé Olúwa lé ojú ọ̀run bẹ́ẹ̀ àwa ó sì máa wà títí láì lọ́dọ̀ Olúwa nítorí náà ẹ máa fi ọ̀rọ̀ wọ̀nyí tu ara yín nínú.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please write down also Philippians 3 verse 21.
Ẹ jẹ́ àkọsílẹ̀ Philip orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀.
Then I think I didn't give us scriptures for sanctification and justification, right? I think I didn't give us scriptures. Okay, so I'll just recite them now, then I'll start explaining because we are going to be closing very soon on this point.
Ẹ jẹ́ àkọ àwọn ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì lẹ́tí àwòsọ tẹ́lẹ̀ lórí ìdáláre àti ìsọdẹ mímọ́. A ó sì tẹ̀síwájú níbẹ̀.
On sanctification.
Lórí ìsọdẹ mímọ́.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
Thessalonica kíní orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23.
Thessalonica kíní orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
Romans 8 verse 29.
Rome orí kẹjọ ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Psalm 4 and verse 3.
Orin Dávidì orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
Galatians 5 verse 22 to verse 24.
Galatia orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kejìlélógún tí dé ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélógún.
I take it again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
Thessalonica kíní orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
Romans 8 verse 29.
Rome orí kẹjọ ẹsẹ̀ kọkàndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Psalm 4 and verse 3.
Orin Dávidì orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
Galatians 5 verse 22 to verse 24.
Galatia orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kejìlélógún àti kẹrìnlélógún.
On justification.
Lórí ìdáláre.
John chapter 3 verse 16 to verse 18.
Dùhánù orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélógún títí dé ẹsẹ̀ kejìlélógún àbí dínlógún.
John chapter 3 verse 16 to verse 18.
Dùhánù orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlógún títí dé ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínlógún.
Romans chapter 5 and verse 1.
Rome orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kínní.
Romans chapter 8 verse 1 to 2.
Wé Rome orí kẹjọ ẹsẹ̀ kínní títí dé ẹsẹ̀ kejì.
And Romans chapter 4 and verse 25.
Rome orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kẹẹ̀dọ́gbọ̀n.
Praise the Lord. John 3:16-18. Praise the Lord. We are talking now on glorification and I'm not expecting that I will take much time, okay?
A fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìṣelógo, a ò sì nílò àkókò púpọ̀ lórí èyí.
You know, the definition is clear. Abi?
Ìtumọ̀ rẹ̀ ó ti fi àfihàn rẹ̀ gédégbé.
We are going to be what, oh?
Kí la ó dà?
Eh? We are going to be transformed.
A ó pa wá lára dà.
We are going to be transformed.
A ó yí wa padà.
We are going to be changed.
A ó yí wa padà.
The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 verse
21.
It says, who shall change our vile bodies
into
the body of his glory by the same power by which he is able to subject all things to himself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
At the moment of rapture, when we are caught up, this is what will happen. Paul said, I am showing you a mystery. What I'm showing you is not what has been revealed before. That's what Paul said. I'm trying to show you something. It is a mystery. We are not all going to die. But all of us, we are going to be changed. He said it will happen in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. You know, when you just close your eyes and open it. It will happen in that instant. When we are caught up and we are no longer of this world or in this world. It's at that point that it will happen. When we go to meet the Lord in the air. At that same point when Jesus comes back with the souls of all righteous dead. And their own bodies will be raised from the dead so that they can resurrect before they are glorified. You know, so that all of us can be glorified together. We call it, we will be saved. Do you know why? Because we would have been saved from every possibility of fall.
Nítorí pé a ó ti gbà wá là kúrò nínú ìṣubú kan tàbí ọ̀nà tí a fi lè gbé wá ṣubú kan.
That's why Paul said that this mortality must put on immortality.
Nítorí náà ni Paul ṣe sọ pé ara kíkú yìí ó gbọ́dọ̀ gbé ara ìkú wọ̀.
And this corruption must put on incorruption.
Ara ìdíbàjẹ́ yìí ó sì gbọ́dọ̀ gbé àìdíbàjẹ́ wọ̀.
That's why he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50. When he said, brethren, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither can corruption inherit incorruption. I'm just going to give us a brief explanation of what this our bodies will look like then we are going to be taking our prayers.
Wọ́n ṣàlàyé léèrè pé ohun tí ara wa yìí tuntun tá ń sọ yóò jẹ́ nígbà yẹn a ó sì gbàdúrà.
I'm sure we all remembered when Jesus rose from the dead.
Mo rò pé a rántí ìgbà tí Jésù jí dìde kúrò nínú
òkú. We all remember.
Ǹjẹ́ a rántí?
You also remember that all the apostles, when they were hiding in that room and they are praying, all of them, they went to shut the door.
Àrọ́tí pé àwọn ọmọ lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ nígbà tí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń pààyà Jésù sì farahàn àbí kí Jésù tó farahàn wọ́n tilẹ̀kùn ǹjẹ́ ó yé wa bí.
And suddenly he stood in their midst.
Jésù sì farahàn ó sì dúró láàrin wọn.
Amen.
Àbí?
We are going to be able to pass through walls.
A ó lẹ agbára láti máa la ògiri kọjá.
And yes, we will not be dead body.
A ò sì ní dé ara òkú.
We won't be willy willy the friendly ghost.
A ò ní dàbí àwọn tí ń fọ àwọn ẹgbẹ́ ẹyẹ.
It will be a glorified body.
Ara tí a ti pa lárada ni ó dàbí.
A body that can no longer die.
Ara tí kò lè kú.
A body that can no longer be sick.
Ara tí kò lè ṣàìsàn.
Let me show you how the Bible describes it in 1 Corinthians 15.
Jẹ́ kí n fi hàn á bí Bíbélì ṣe ṣàkàwé rẹ̀ àbí àfiwé rẹ̀ nínú Corinthians kini ori kedogun.
Because this is where we are going to be taking our prayers from.
Ibi ilao ti mu awon akoko adura wa kuro abijade.
1 Corinthians 15.
Corinthians kini ori kedogun.
I want us to look at it from verse 35.
Eja wo lati
35.
Ese 35. Yes.
Now, from verse 42, now is my emphasis.
Láti ẹsẹ̀ kejìlélógójì ìbẹ̀là ó tẹnumọ́.
Oya, go on. It is what?
Gẹ́gẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ sì lé àjíǹde òkú.
There will be what to?
I'm going to idibaje.
No, you are still reading. Because I'm explaining, then we'll now pray together. By the time we are glorified, let me ask you this. How nice will it be not to age again? You will not age again. You know, the prime of growth is around
30, 31, 32, 33.
That's what all of us will now become. So after 2 million years, you still look like you are 33.
Lẹ́yìn mílíọ̀nù méjì ọdún, a ti dàbí pé o dàbí ọmọ ọgbọ̀n ọdún lé mẹ́ta.
Aging has been cursed forever. It is gone.
Dídarúgbó àti borí rẹ̀ ó ti parun nítorí pé àwọn ohun àtijọ́ ti kọjá lọ.
They will be what?
Raised in glory.
I think as some translation says that it was sown in weakness.
Abi?
But it is raised in what?
As it did the daily ago.
I can't hear you. One translation says our bodies now disappoint us. Okay. Because we get tired. Abi? Panadol, Fensic, Paracetamol, Jubilee, all of them.
Ara wa imandojuti wa lopolopo igba yo re abe nilo awon ogun.
A time is coming, there's no need for panadol.
Ṣugbọn akoko kan yo de ti o nilo ogun ori fifo abi ara lilo.
Because those who wait upon the Lord,
tori pe awon ti o ba duro de Oluwa,
they shall exchange their strength.
Won yi ipa won pada.
They will mount up with wings as eagles.
Won wa fo bi idi.
They will run and not be tired. They will walk and they will not faint. Do you understand? The time is coming. See, look, as I'm preaching, I know when I finish, I'll now go and do what to.
Abi? Abi?
But the time is coming. You are walking. You've been walking straight for 48 hours. You have not even broken a sweat.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìgbà kan yóò dé, ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ń rìn fún àwọn wákàtí tó pọ̀.
You are perfect.
O sì ní làágùn.
O pé. I'm talking of what Jesus has provided already for us. He's just waiting for the right time.
Mo ń sọ nípa ohun tí Jésù ti pèsè sílẹ̀ fún wa. Ó kàn ń dúró de ìgbà tí ó sú yọ.
I feel like jumping.
Ó ń ṣe mí pé kí n fò sókè.
Hey, go on.
44.
Hold on. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in power. I think that's what King James says, Abi.
Yes.
They will be raised in what? Power.
I'm going to say, Ailera, I'll see Jiri Deli Agbara.
I'll be looking at a wall and I'll be seeing what's happening at the back. You don't understand what I'm saying. No, some nobody can give me breakthrough to exchange for that one.
Kò sí ẹni tó lè fún mi ní àìlùyọ dípò ìyẹn.
You can't give me unlimited favor and prosperity and all those things that men peddle today. That's all Jesus came to do in exchange for the glory to come.
Tàbí ojú rere tí kò ní òpin dípò ohun tí ń bọ̀ wá ògo.
Our bodies are now sown in weakness.
À ń gbin àwọn ara wa yìí ní àìlera.
But they will be raised in power.
Ṣùgbọ́n a ó jí wọn dìde ní agbára.
Power. You'll be able to travel long distances within just a split second.
Ó lè rìnrìn àjò tó pọ̀ ní ìṣẹ́jú àyá.
From here you want to get to Kotonu, you just appear at Kotonu.
Níbí láti bí o fẹ́ lọ sí Kotonu, ó kàn ríra ẹ̀mbẹ̀.
You don't understand what I'm saying. Angels don't have the type of image and glory that Jesus has now.
Àwọn angẹ́lì wọn ní ìrí àti ògo tí Jésù ní nísìnyí.
And you know when an angel comes here, what will happen to this place?
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí angẹ́lì bá dé yìí, ẹ mọ̀ nǹkan tó ṣẹlẹ̀.
it will look as if they have just turned on white halogen bulb like ten. Abi?
Adabi pe imole nla ati tan si arin wa.
Yet angels are going to become servants to us in the, you know, in the age I'm talking about.
Sibe awon angel yo je iranse wa ninu akoko ti an so yi.
Because there is no angel that will have the image of God. It's only the sons of God that will have God's image.
Nitori awon angel won le ni ire Olorun awa omo Olorun nikan lo le ni.
So imagine it.
E wa woye pe
when an angel sees you.
Bi angel ba ri o,
an angel about 16 feet tall.
Angel to gani won bi merindinlogun.
Then he salutes you and he says, my lord.
Oh wa woni fun o pe ah oluwa mi o.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
Oh, mo nkan ti mo so.
In Hebrews chapter 2, the Bible says that are angels not ministering spirits that have been sent forth to minister to those who inherit salvation?
Ninu Hebrew keji oro Olorun so pe se awon angele ki nse awon iranse ti a ran jade ninu emi lati wa sise fun awon ti o
jo. Do you know that?
Awon ti o jogun
ijoba Olorun. Do you know that the Bible actually says that Christians will judge angels?
Nde mo wi pe Bible so pe awa Christiani la o da awon angele lejo.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you abi?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you abi?
Angels that are not living in a place of sin.
Awon angele ti won gbe bi ese.
In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4, the Bible says, and I saw thrones and those who sat on them.
Opinion, ori
20 verse 4.
Ori ogun ese kerin, oni mo ri aga ijoba nla mo si ri awon eyan ti o joko lori
re. Judgment was given to them.
Ati idajo asifin fun won.
I saw thrones and those who sat on them.
Mo si ri aga ijoba ati awon ti o joko lori won.
Imagine it.
Eje awoye yi.
Just imagine it.
Eje awoye
that they will now call angels, oya, come and tell God's children how you have spent your time.
Won wa pe awon angele pe eya e wa so fun awon omo Olorun bi e ti lu akoko yin. Iru awon o re.
Does God love you now?
Se Olorun fe o bayi.
Even if what you are drinking is gari, does he love you?
O ti le je pe ohun ti o mu ni gari so ni fe
re. For our light affliction which is for but a moment.
Awon iya igba isinsin won wa fun sa kan.
Which worketh for us a far greater and eternal weight of glory.
Since se ohun ti o lagbara awon ogo nla.
Why we look not at things that are sin.
Ngba ti awoye awon ohun ti a le ri.
But at things that are not sin.
Sugba ohun ti a o le ri.
Because the things that are sin, they are temporary.
Nitori awon ohun ti a le ri won wa fun
sa kan. But that which is not sin, they are eternal.
Sugba awon ohun ti a o le ri won wa titi la.
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 to 18.
Corinthians KJ.
Yes, please read quickly so that we can wrap up. They are buried as natural bodies.
I'm going to be a dynamic.
But they will be raised as what? Supernatural body, spiritual body.
I'm going to be a yara. Yes, indeed, they are a yara.
Yes. Okay, just as they are natural bodies, they are also spiritual bodies. Now, just jump to verse 49. As we have borne the image.
I said, Cocodilla, daughter.
Amen.
Bi awa si ti ru aworan eni rupe, be le awa o si ru aworan eni ti orun.
Just as we are Adamic now.
Bi a ti je iran Adam bayi,
we are going to be Christians.
A o di Christian eni to
talk. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Hallelujah.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Do you wabi?
Eh? Do we understand these things?
Do you wa awon nkan wa yin so
you wabi? That is our future.
Odo ola wa re.
If we yield to his sanctification,
ti a ba le tesi so di mimo re,
we will be glorified.
A o se wa logo.
If we refuse his sanctification,
ti a ba ko so di mimo yi,
we will be rejected and thrown away.
A o ko wa sile, a o si juwanu.
We too will have to be part of Satan's punishment forever and ever and ever.
Awa na yo wa ni ipin ninu ijiya satani to wa fun aye
laye. Because just as there's a resurrection unto life.
Bi ajinde si titi emi se wa.
There's also a resurrection unto damnation.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ajinde si parun wa.
Will not be part of that in the name of
Jesus. A ò ní ní ìpín nínú rẹ̀ ní orúkọ Jésù.
Please let us stand up as we take our prayers together. Ẹ̀dùn
ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde bí a ti ń pe àwọn àdúrà wa báyìí.
We take the hymn song, When the Trumpet of the Lord Shall Sound.
How calling, bati ipe oluwa ba dun.
And from there we take our prayers.
lati ibe yen la o si ko awon irin wa abi la o si gba awon adura wa
when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound
ati pe oluwa ba dun
I hope you have seen it.
Mo ro pe a ti ri ninu iwe pelebe ti wa lowo wa.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound.
Ati pe Oluwa ba dun.
When the trumpet Oluwa ba dun, da ye yo bi no long. And the morning birds shall turn up bright and fair. Nobody but one shall guard over all we ought to do. And the Lord is called on yonder and over there. When the Lord is called on on the bright and cloudless one, when the pretty Christ arrives, and when your window is a rising shade, when the hour one shall come up with the heat within your eyes, and the Lord will rule the Lord of my bed. I'll be there. When the Lord Allah, when the Lord Allah, when the Lord Allah, when the Lord Allah, let us hear before the Master what songs you follow. Let us hear before the Father and Him. When all at last is buried, I walk on the light. And the Holy Ghost, oh Lord, I will be there. I'll be there. When the Lord, 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 oh Lord,
we are going to talk to the Lord. That Lord, when you are calling the roll call in heaven, when you are calling, when you are reciting or reading the admission list in heaven, or the register in heaven. Lord,
Oluwa.
Lord.
Oluwa.
Please let me be there.
Olorun jo je kin le wa nibe.
Whatever you are going to do to me while I'm here.
Gbogbo ohun ti o gbodo abi to o gbodo se si
so that I will arrive safely there.
Kin ba le de be ni pipe.
Lord, do it to me.
Olorun se fun mi nu
nu mi. Do it to me.
Se fun mi.
Do it to me.
Se si mi.
Ah, Jesus, do it to me.
Jesus, se
let me not be lost.
My dear Christian,
how will it happen that on that day when the trumpet sounds,
I will not say shall when you are joining in but
somehow me I will now not hear something.
God forbid.
I know it begins with sanctification.
Come on, what better by Louis Sodemi?
Therefore, Lord, sanctify me.
Allah, oh yes, I mean the me.
I know it to be painful.
Mama, where you nira?
Not say it to be easy.
Mama, where go nigga on your
own? I know it to be difficult.
Mama, where you nira? You
nira. But Lord, you can help me.
Shubo le ramela wa.
If you help me, it won't be difficult.
If you toba ramela wa go nira.
If you are standing by me, it will be easy.
Toba drop by lume your own.
Lord, if you are with me too, it will happen to me.
Oh, Lua toba.
If you are with me, Lord, it will happen to me too.
So ba wa pelu mi yo sele si mi na be.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Please, are you here? Yes, God has done the work of justification in your life.
This is saying,
but there has always been a problem with sanctification. You want God to move you forward in sanctification. You want to respond to God's call for sanctification with personal consecration. You too want to progress with God on this issue of God sanctifying us. Please, I want you to step out. I want you to stop. Please, we don't have time. We want to close. So we don't have time for people to be looking at people. You are saying, Lord Jesus. This thing I want it to happen to me too. I want you to move me forward in sanctification. Me too, I want you to begin to work in me so that you are pushing out sin out of my life daily. Lord, it is my desire that you begin to produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit daily in me. I'm desiring, Lord, that you begin to make me to conform to the image of Jesus. Let's begin to talk to the Lord. It is Jesus that you are standing before. It's not any mere man. You couldn't have come to stand before a man.
Oh, Baba, I don't know why.
What will a man do for you?
Kill any offense.
This me myself, I don't need to be sanctified. Me too, I need to be sanctified. I need the Lord to progress with me in sanctification. Because the word of God says, in a great house, are not only vessels of gold and silver, but are also vessels of wood, of stone, and even of clay. But if a man will purge himself of these things, he will become a vessel unto honor. Sanctify. And meet for the master's use. Meet for the master's use. Jesus, who can do it? Tell him, Lord, the point I am in, move me forward from that point. Move me forward from that point. Let me deeper.
Olorun tun mu mi jinle
si. The heights in God I've not touched before.
Awon ipa kan wa, ipo kan wa ti mi o ti fowo to
ni Olorun. The levels of holiness I've not smelled.
Ipele iwa mimo wa ti mi o ti gboorun.
What I have touched is small compared to what I'm yet to touch.
Awon ohun ti mo ti fowo to, okay, si awon to ko le fowo lodo Jesu.
Ma kambo sara ba 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 ba.
Mo gbe o Jesu.
Do this for me, Lord Jesus.
Save me, Jesus.
Lord, do this for me today.
Say, save me, Jesus.
Lord, I'm coming. I'm saying, sanctify me.
Mo wa mo mbe akwe so me di mo.
Find in me an instrument you can use.
Rini no me irinse to le lo won elo to le.
I'm not saying it will be easy. I know it will be difficult.
Mo mo pe yo nira mi o so pe yo ran.
But with God, all things are possible.
Mo pelu Jesus. Gbogbo
o le si se. It's difficult, but it is possible.
O le nira sugbon o le.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus Oluwa.
Ah ah. What will I still just be perambulating around about the same thing?
Bawo ni won se ma yi po ni oju kan lori
ohun kan. As if God is not doing a new thing.
Bi pe ko se ohun titun
ti Olorun. God is doing a new thing.
The Olorun o se ohun
titun. And as he's doing a new thing, he can do it in me.
Bo si se se ohun titun o le se ninu mi
na. He can work his wondrous works.
O le si se awon
iya ninu mi. Something can happen to me too.
Ohun kan le sele si
ebi na. So that something can happen through me.
Bi ohun kan ba le sele lati inu mi wa.
Do this, Jesus. Sanctify us, Lord.
So what do we want, Lua?
Sanctify us, holy.
So what do we want, Lua?
Purify my heart. Let it be as gold. Make me holy. Purify my heart, let it be as gold, pure gold, refined in fire. My heart wants desire. I choose to be,
I choose to be
holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you. My master, ready to do. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We are standing here in your presence.
And in
your presence there is fullness of joy.
Your
right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Therefore,
Father,
we
know that what we are asking from you is not what is difficult for you to do for us.
Instead, you are the one that has
said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden.
I will give you rest.
Because we have been struggling and trying and trying. Now you are saying, come, I will help you. Therefore, we have come. Let each of us find grace to help us in our exact point of need in the name of Jesus.
Where each
of us is struggling from, or what each of us is struggling with, it is not the same. But you know each one of us the way you know our names and you know our lives. And since we have come out in your presence, we know that our own issues are included in what you are going to do today.
As it was in Wadure, I'm okay, or all while over the moon,
let a stamp of your approval fall upon our lives in
Jesus' name.
As we proceed from this place,
let us
begin to experience what sanctification
means. Help
us not to behave like goats.
When you are
calling us, let us not be waiting four times before we now hear you
once. Instead,
Lord,
ṣùgbọ́n
give us grace for obedience.
Fún wa ní oore ọ̀fẹ́ ìgbọràn.
Give us grace for obedience.
Fún wa ní oore ọ̀fẹ́ ìgbọràn.
Even Lord to your leadings.
Sí gbogbo àwọn ìdarí yín.
And to your specific works.
Àti fún gbogbo àwọn iṣẹ́ yín pàtó.
In each and every part of all our lives.
Nínú ayé olúkúlùkù wa.
Master Jesus.
Olúwa.
We thank you because we are certain you have done this.
Àdúpẹ́ pé ẹ ti ṣe yìí.
Except for a higher level in consecration, don't bring us back to this point again.
Àní ànídípò ànídébi ìsọdímọ́ tó ga jùlọ Ọlọ́run má mú wa sí ilẹ̀ mọ́.
Do so, Father.
Jésù ṣe yìí.
In Jesus most precious name we have prayed.
Ní orúkọ Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
And so, Father, we thank you.
Baba adupe lowo yin.
For everything you've done today.
Fun gbogbo ti e ti se loni.
We say be exalted.
Aso pe ki e di wipe
ka. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Accept all our praise and worship.
E gba gbogbo iyin ati isin
wa. And carry away all the glory.
E si mu gbogbo ogo lo.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Thank you, Father.
E se baba.
In Jesus most precious name.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-8133-8536
081-409-9132-1 or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life